education, as we once understood it, is shifting under the weight of some pretty drastic transformations. The whole idea of distinct academic majors, it's starting to feel outdated. I mean, think about it. The job market today is fluid, constantly evolving, and with AI in the mix, interdisciplinary skills are more valuable than ever. And yet, a lot of universities are still stuck in these rigid, department-focused models that end up hindering innovation more than they foster it. Meanwhile, private sector training programs are, frankly, picking up where universities have slipped. They focus narrowly on immediate job market needs, practical, to the point, and often faster than traditional degrees. Universities, on the other hand, are grappling with how to bridge this widening gap while staying relevant. Now, let's rewind a bit to pre-pandemic times, when the conversation around digital transformation in education was, let's be honest, fairly surface level. It was about moving coursework online and adding virtual learning platforms. But when the pandemic hit, the cracks in that one-size-fits-all model became crystal clear. Engagement plummeted, well-being took a hit, and access to reliable technology wasn't exactly universal. Post-pandemic, the question isn't just how to expand digital infrastructure, it's about redefining education. What's the role of physical classrooms now? Can virtual and hybrid modes complement rather than compete with in-person learning? Because, frankly, the most successful institutions are those that understand each has its own pedagogical strengths. Hands-on labs in person, flexible schedules online, real-time interaction in hybrid settings. It's about figuring out what works, where, and for whom. And then there's AI. Take the University of Central Florida, for instance. They use AI-driven predictive analytics to identify students struggling academically. But, and this is crucial, they recognize the risks, right? Things like algorithmic bias, where historically underserved students might get flagged unfairly. So they're balancing the tech with human elements, incorporating qualitative feedback. Students can contest AI predictions. And that kind of safeguard ensures the system doesn't crush individual potential under blanket assumptions. Georgia Tech's approach is equally fascinating. They mix AI tools with real human mentorship. That combination led to a 20% spike in engagement among first-generation students. The human element paired with AI isn't just additive, it's transformative. And this reminds me of Stanford's AI-assisted tutoring program. They use AI to provide super tailored feedback to STEM students, helping retention rates jump by 25% in just 2 semesters. This is AI as an active learning partner, not taking over, but amplifying human efforts to guide students better. Let's look at how education is evolving, or maybe I should say how it's gotta evolve, to really empower students. I mean, the days of just sitting in a lecture hall, passively absorbing information, those are pretty much, well, over. Today's students need to navigate their own paths, especially with the explosion of online platforms offering flexibility, sure, but also putting a lot of responsibility on students to figure out what they need and how to get there. Think about what traditional universities have done for decades. They've relied on these rigid hierarchical structures where students follow preset curricula, choosing from, you know, fairly narrow, specialized tracks. That's just not cutting it anymore. The job market values adaptability. It values people who can cross boundaries, connect ideas, think creatively. And universities need to reflect that shift, right? One example is the University of Toronto's Future of Learning Lab. They've launched this program where students actually co-design education models, models for 2040, no less. Imagine that, students working with AI, virtual reality, all these emerging technologies to shape what learning should look like in the future. It's not just about teaching anymore, it's about collaboration, innovation, and making sure every voice counts. And then there are grassroots movements. These are fascinating because they're so rooted in cultural narratives. Local communities stepping up, creating their own learning ecosystems that reflect their unique identities and challenges. This isn't education imposed from above, it's education built from within. It's inclusive, it's dynamic, and it's empowering students in a way that traditional systems just don't. Or, I guess, maybe can't. The common thread here? Agency. Whether it's students charting their own paths through flexible digital platforms, or engaging in community-driven programs that really speak to their backgrounds and aspirations, The focus is always on giving them the tools to steer their own education. So let's pivot a bit and dive into how culture, particularly through language and narratives, shapes education. Language, it's not just a tool for communication, but actually a lens for understanding societal values and shifts. When universities apply sociolinguistic analysis, they can align educational content more closely with what students need and expect, reflecting broader cultural movements. Stories are more than just entertainment. They're a lens through which we interpret the past, understand the present, and imagine possible futures. As a method of analysis, narratology helps unpack the structures and impacts of storytelling, providing a powerful tool for designing future-ready education. Narrative frameworks also connect with emerging cognitive models, unlocking new avenues for student engagement that remain largely untapped. By integrating these frameworks into learning, we can foster deeper critical thinking, adaptability, and a more meaningful connection to the evolving world. A great example here is the University of Michigan's Humanities Collaboratory. They've used narrative-driven curricula to connect students with historical and contemporary cultural narratives, helping them develop a deeper understanding of the world around them. It's about more than just technical skills. It's about building a kind of cultural literacy that prepares students to tackle complex societal challenges. But narrative is just one part of the puzzle. Abstraction techniques and strategic foresight play a huge role too. You know, methods that let universities distill these massive, often messy cultural trends into clear insights, it's like a blueprint for adapting curricula. The University of Toronto's Future of Learning Lab, for instance, uses strategic foresight to think decades ahead, designing models for what education might look like in 2040. They're pulling in artificial intelligence, virtual reality, decentralized learning systems, everything. This isn't just incremental change, it's reimagining what's possible. All right, so let's talk about these fascinating glimpses into the future. Basically, scenarios that show how education could and probably should evolve. First up, the hybrid university. Imagine a world where physical campuses and online platforms aren't in competition, but they work in harmony. It's fluid, flexible, and designed to adapt in real time. Schools can use AI, like AI-driven cultural resonance tracking, to tailor courses on the fly, shifting as societal values or student needs change, almost like, well, a dynamic feedback loop. A good example is Arizona State University. They've explored this with adaptive learning initiatives, and it's not just a gimmick. Their AI-enhanced curricula led to a 20% jump in student retention. Why? Because the courses weren't static. AI adjusted them, real-time, to better fit the learning pace and needs of individual students. It's modular, it's dynamic, it's just what education needs to stay relevant. Next, we've got decentralized learning networks. Now, this one flips the traditional model upside down. Instead of one central campus, you've got these decentralized, specialized learning hubs. They're all connected, networked, really, and students can chart their own paths based on niche expertise. Think of Minerva University. No main campus, no rigid curriculum. Students navigate global coursework supported by AI-driven academic tracking. It's like education without borders, literally and figuratively. But it's not just about tech-driven models. There's grassroots-empowered education. This one's my favorite because it's deeply connected to local cultures and communities. It's bottom-up rather than top-down. You see, local communities design their own educational frameworks using cultural mapping and, you know, strategic foresight to respond to their specific needs. One standout example is the Barefoot College in India. They focus on indigenous knowledge and sustainability, and it's participatory, meaning students help shape the curriculum. It's a reminder that education can and should reflect lived realities. And finally, AI-augmented global learning. Here we enter a world where generative AI tools transcend geographic and cultural barriers, creating a fully integrated global education system. The Open University in the UK is paving the way with AI-enabled hubs that deliver personalized yet culturally relevant learning experiences. Multilingual AI translation interfaces make cross-border academic collaboration seamless, and students contribute their own cultural insights, which are synthesized into continually evolving curricula. It's global learning, but it's not impersonal. It's tailored. It's adaptive. and it's astonishingly human-centered. So let's wrap this all up by looking at AI as not just a tool, but a partner in the learning process. This idea of process-driven augmented intelligence is honestly transformative. I mean, think about it. AI doesn't replace human ingenuity, it amplifies it. By handling routines and redistributing cognitive loads, AI lets students and educators focus on those higher-order, creative problem-solving tasks that, frankly, algorithms alone just can't do. Take something as simple as personalized feedback. When AI systems analyze patterns and adjust learning materials, they free up educators to dive deeper into mentoring and guiding critical thinking. It's like education becomes this shared responsibility where technology handles logistics and humans drive creativity and reflection. Is that dynamic? It's game-changing. And when you zoom out, it's clear. This isn't just about making learning more efficient. It's about empowering universities to evolve, to stay ahead of cultural and professional shifts, and to actively shape students into not just participants, but creators of the future. AI can help education adapt to complex challenges, but it's those shared systems, human and machine, that make innovation possible. So, on that note, it's clear we're standing at a crossroads where the potential of AI intersects with culture, education, and society. What we do next, how we integrate, collaborate, and innovate, will define the future of learning. And that's, well, a future worth shaping. Until next time, take care and stay curious.